encountering the owl with this epigraph. What I came to say was, teach the children about the cycles, the life cycles, all the other cycles. It's what it's all about, and it's all forgot. Four from Lou by Gary Snyder. Silent and dappled as the forest itself, that placenta, that rich compost, that graveyard. Start anywhere, ground slope litter, needle duff, the forest floor strewn with big wood, wind thrown roots and rot, equal parts earth, water, air, the slow fire of decay. Conscious netted fiber bodies of fungi encase threaded fibril rootlets of hemlocks and monumental firs. They trade sustenance from earth to tree, tree to tree, tree to truffle. The earth's become a kind of skull for all the fungal nerve and synapse like weft and webbing that fruits the hidden truffle sense guiding in the gliding squirrel. The red-backed and long-tailed foals, the spotted skunk. All night it's search, scurry, harvest, gnaw. Spread the spores with whiskers, scat, furred and trailing tails until the owl, its flight feathers muffled with fine serrations, seizes one more or less wary or less nimble meal of forest flesh for the long night's sustenance. And the nest's fledglings. All this will be returned. Bones coughed up in pellets. Vole scat sprouting saprophytes. Blowdown softening into nurse logs. The owl's feathers fanned flush. Silent and dappled as the forest itself. That graveyard. That rich compost. That placenta.